Welcome back to Trending 55. This is a moment with MLA Todd Loewen for Central Peace Notley. And first off, Mr. Loewen, thank you for taking the time to join us.
No, happy to be on here. Thank you for reaching out. Appreciate it.
All right. So I guess the first question is that you are part of the Premier's trade mission to Ottawa and as part of trying to get a fair deal for Albertans. Overall, your thoughts on how that trip went? Was it successful?
Yes, it was very successful. I think we really made an impact. I think the federal government and all the federal MPs, senators, everything knew we were there and knew what we were there about. And that was the point of it, is to make sure that we could bring forward Alberta's interests and concerns to the federal government and to the people in Ottawa. And I think we made a pretty big splash when we were there.
Okay, and I guess in saying that, though, I know the Premier outlined 5 points. Just remind us, what are those 5 points that Alberta really wants to stress to the federal government?
Well, I think one thing is the stabilization cap that was put in place. That's if we can have that removed and have it retroactive, that'll mean $2.4 billion more to Alberta. And, of course, that's maybe a drop in the bucket compared to what we've put into the Canadian economy and to the Canadian government, but it is something. We obviously want to get the TMX pipeline built, and of course we want more pipelines than just TMX. But with TMX in particular, we want a specific date when it'll be completed, and we want the government to use all tools that they have and to follow the rule of law so that we can have that pipeline built. We also wanted to make sure we had our impact and could have some changes to Bill C-48 and C-69. C-69, the Senate suggested changes that we agreed with, and of course the federal government turned that down, so we wanted to make sure they knew what we thought of that and see if we get that back to the table. A couple of things, methane reduction. The federal government wants to impose some methane reduction rules, and we know that our industries can know best how to reduce methane, and that isn't by having federal regulations. In the past, we've worked with industry, and industry could always do that and do a better job and have a less of an impact on the economy. And another thing, of course, is LNG. We know everybody in the world wants it. We know it's better it's good for our economy, of course, but it's good for the environment. And it seems like we have a little bit of pushback from the federal government on that. We'd like to see that changed. And I guess there's a host of other issues, but that's kind of some of the main ones right off the top.
Yeah, of course. It's definitely a lot of issues. And in talking about that, though, do you at least feel maybe this time compared to other times past that the federal government's temperature, I would say, was a little cooler in terms of reception, or at least a little bit better of a reception than maybe in years past? Or I guess the proof will be in the pudding.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. I think they've been saying all the right things, but of course the proof is in the pudding, like you say, and we need to make sure that the actions follow the words. I think there was definitely a recognition of the importance of what we were talking about, and that was good to see. And I know that a lot of ministers met with their federal counterparts on this mission too, and I wasn't, of course, involved with those meetings particularly, but I know it seemed overall there was at least a recognition of the concerns of Albertans are being heard there at least. And again, we just want to see what happens in the end. Actions speak louder than words, obviously.
All right, and I guess finally, as the representative for Central Peace Notley, and I guess on a personal level, how good was it for you, and I guess the Fairview area, to be part of something like this? Like, what was the experience like for you?
Well, it was a great experience, and I appreciate the Premier inviting me to come along. I think as caucus chair, it gave me an opportunity to work with the federal caucus and have that relationship, build that relationship with them, and also of course the federal senators too. And obviously we have, when it comes to the Alberta MPs and the Alberta senators, we have common goals for Alberta, and it was good to have that, build that relationship and keep that relationship going forward. I think we realize that we can work more together to work for the common interests of Alberta, and we want to continue doing that, and I think we have a plan going forward that'll help that end point. And I think obviously for the constituents of Central Peace Notley, it's good to their concerns in Central Peace are the concerns that we have all across Alberta, and being able to work with the federal the folks in Ottawa with those concerns, I think is will only help.
Great. Anything else you'd like to add that I may have forgotten?
No, I think that's probably pretty good. We covered it all fairly well, and we had several good meetings and social events where we had Alberta industry and Alberta agriculture industries represented. So showcasing those folks with the people in Ottawa, and that was well received. And at these social events, we had federal MPs, federal senators from all parties from all across Canada, and it was great to have that interaction. Not just with our federal conservative MPs and senators, but from all across the party spectrum and from all across Canada.
Excellent. Thank you very much for your time, Todd. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too then, Kenny. Thanks again. Appreciate it.
This is Todd Lowe and UCP MLA for Central Peace Notley today on Trending 55.